Oh my sweethearts, I have missed you guys so much. It's been a few weeks since I last put out an episode, and I'm gonna tell you guys what I've been up to and what I've been doing all throughout the few weeks that I haven't been on here. But I have a few amazing stories, and today I just want to be candid. I want to say what I'm feeling. I want to speak my mind. I just want to be honest with you guys. I realized that some of the questions I get in my DM, it's like, guys, detach me from being a human being, and I'll explain this. Some of the questions or some of the comments I get, it's, guys, wase wanashtuka that I also experience some things, or Sidri, I don't know the thought process behind when you see these people on the internet, or when you see guys on TV, or when you detach them from being actual normal human beings who go through things and who feel these things. And that's why I try to be as relatable as possible, but I think I'm gonna let you guys in a little bit more from today on. And it's taken me a while to record this story because I wasn't really sure about if I wanted to put it out there, but I don't know, I think it's gonna help someone, and that's the point. That's the point of why I do everything I do. Because I keep saying, Mimi Siku grew up na a lot of information, and all the things that I know, it's because I've learned through extensive research or hanging out with different types of people from different walks of life, and that shit has helped me. So if I can help, then why not? So today I want us to talk about knowing when to leave any situation that you're in. Okay, not any. Let's talk about a sexual or a romantic situation, or like a relationship, or a situation, whatever you want to call it, that situation whereby you're fucking with someone and then now you want to leave. Like, when you should know, this is time, this is when I'm supposed to be ready to pack up my bags and go. And I say this because I have been in this situation a few times before, where I overstayed with some people, and it always ended up hurting me, because me ni wale mademo kukana, kufix, na kusikiza, na kufugive, na kugo through shit. Rather, I used to be, that's what I used to be. I used to be those women who are very willing to listen and forgive, but as the years have gone by, I've started to know my worth a little bit more, and I'll explain this better so that, like, you guys can understand what exactly I mean. But before that, let me give you guys a recap to how I have been, what has been happening in my life, what's new, what I have been doing. I really enjoy your feedback and your questions and your DMs and everything you guys ever have to say to me. Even the audio messages you guys send, you guys are so sweet to me, and I want to keep up with this conversation. So please, as you talk about my blog, as you talk about my podcast, as you talk about love and orgasms, please don't forget to use the hashtag love and orgasms. Hashtag love and orgasms. I really appreciate it, because nataka kuona mnasema nini na nataka kujua in hizi conversations. Nataka kujua nini naweza improve ama nini mnataka kuona more, because it's really refreshing to see guys like get on my shit and get to understand what I'm doing. So I'm very appreciative of that. And my podcast has been doing amazing. I've been getting amazing views. Like, the traffic is crazy. I can't even explain it. And of course, I'm extremely grateful, because when I started with, I think mtu akitekio leap ya fast, haujuangi how things are gonna end up, or what's really ever gonna happen, or how, you know, I wasn't expecting to receive all this love on my podcast, and I'm already on Podbreed. I'm just doing so many major things off of my podcast. I'm earning, I'm changing lives, I'm meeting new people, I'm forming new connections, I'm growing, I'm learning so much. Nimegather confidence crazy. So it's really a beautiful journey for me, and I appreciate you guys so much. I love you guys so much. And on the blog as well, I can see the views zina increase naona tu mna read shit yangu, na I'm very grateful for that. A few podcasts I've been checking out, because I'd love you guys to check it out. Of course, I'm gonna say Legally Clueless as the first one by Adele Onyango. You guys should totally check it out. This is a podcast that I am learning from. I am gaining a lot of influence from. When I grow up, I want to be Adele Onyango. I just want to be her, because she's doing everything I ever want to do. And I'm like, if she can do it, if she's showing me, Annie, you can do this, then why not? I'm getting a lot of inspiration and a lot of, you know, encouragement and support from her, because she talks about literally, as in every time I listen to a new episode, nakwanga like, what? Is if it was the two nasema ni we go through? What do you mean? How? And so I get it. If that's how you guys feel when you listen to my shit, you're like, hey, Bobby goes through these things as well. So I get it. I think it just reminds me a lot that I'm human and life happens. Yeah, I've been learning a lot. And this week I also met someone else. I met Shazmin Bank, and I am in love with her, guys. I am in love with her. I'm going to share her podcast on my description, in the description. You guys should totally check her out. She talks about love and relationships and just life in general. And she gives her voice, oh God. And she's really beautiful. Guys, she's the newest podcast I just started listening to. And yeah, so far so good. I love her so much. That's I have to put you guys on. You guys need to go check out. Something else I've done over the last few weeks is that we launched a forum online in Etwa Thrive Through This. It's for women, about women, everything women, where we talk about things that affect women or things that women go through on a day-to-day basis. And so we started talking. Our first forum was a week ago, and the topic was Know Your Pussy, where I had you guys send in questions about, you know, the vagina and any questions you had. So we talked at length. For those who managed to join the conversation, we talked at length about everything about the vagina. Everything from infections to smell to taste to keeping it clean to what to wear to how to do what, everything, every question you could possibly have about the vagina, we expounded on it. And I'm loving your feedback on that as well, guys. Napenda that you guys were able to join and you guys were able to learn. Yani naskenga too happy ni king gave you Twitter nione feedback yenu na mnasema all these nice things that you guys have to say about all these things that we're actually putting our time and effort towards growing. And it's beautiful. Let me tell you guys, 2020 has been the year that has taught me I can literally do anything I set my mind to. All the doubt I ever had about myself has just been exiting slowly. Nimekuwa nikigain crazy confidence, and it's been really, really beautiful to watch. So yeah, I love it. So I'm gonna give you guys information on the next forum, because so many guys were asking, when are you guys gonna do this again? I can't even pay information. Please don't worry about that. Last week, something horrible happened that broke my heart. I always tell you guys on here that I don't really like speaking about my family or things that's too personal. Atasiji why I say that, because I basically talk about sex all the time and my sex life and my vagina and things like that. But I don't like to get too much into, you know, family stuff. But guys, my uncle passed away last week. It's been 6 days. And I have been trying to gather the, just the strength to even show up for stuff or to just even record this podcast. I wanted it to go up today. Today is World Podcast Day. And I wanted it to go up today in time, but I don't know. If I get to edit in time, well and good. If I don't manage, you know, I've been treating myself with patience, and I've just been telling myself, you know, if I can't do it today, I can do it tomorrow, because I'm grieving. It's really sad at home. Everyone is very, 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 very sad. And how I've been it's the first time I've dealt with grief, or rather, like, I've had to go through grief over a loved one as a grown-up. You know, when you're a kid, you really don't know what's happening. But now, like, I'm grown. I had an actual relationship with him. He was everyone's favorite uncle. And we were close. And yeah, guys, my heart is broken. My heart is broken. I break down a lot. I cry a lot. I've been showing up to work for the last week, but it's crazy because I could be explaining something and then, I don't know, guys, I've never really gone through grief or actually lost someone. So this is, it's all so new to me and I'm just trying to cope, but it's difficult. I don't want that story to take over this podcast, but I just wanted to keep you guys, you know, up to speed with what's been going on in my life. So in case you've been trying to reach me or you've been trying to, you know, get to collab or get to work, I've not been okay. And I've not even been able to tell a lot of my friends because I don't know how to go about this. I don't know what you do, but I think I'll have to do a whole separate episode on dealing with grief, and maybe you guys, we can talk about it. I'll have guys come on and tell me, you know, how they deal and everything, and we can learn from there. But yeah, so far that's where I'm at. So Saizi, you know, arrangements, I'm supposed to travel with my family for the funeral and everything, but I'll be good. So yeah, enough of that. It's sad, but enough of that. So guys, today, like I was saying, I want to talk about knowing when to leave. And now that I've brought you up to speed with what's been happening in my life, I think it's time that we got started on this story. So I want to talk about when you should know when to leave a situation, because I get asked this question a lot. And in as much as when you finally make the move to actually leave someone who was being horrible to you, and you heal and you move on and, you know, life in endelea, and you realize that this person was actually horrible to you, it's easier for you to look back and see all the shit they were doing and to be like, why didn't I just leave? Like, mbona nilikuwa nabaki? But trust me, when you're in that situation, it's a bit difficult for you to be able to see all the signs and to be able to tell, especially when you don't have abundant or enough self-esteem, and when you don't love yourself enough. So I get it. It's crazy. And sometimes you can be in situations with people where they are narcissists and they take advantage of your mental stability. So my brother just walked into the room I'm recording, so I've asked him to light a J up. Kaendange kakisonga, so ntawapigia story nikiwa aire. So I met this guy. And the first time I met him, sikukua, I was actually dressed out of some situation with someone else. So I wasn't really keen or interested. But this guy, the effort he put in was unlike any other effort any man has ever put in to get me. So we started talking, and in a few we had exchanged numbers. In a few we started hanging out. Kidogo kidogo, we smashed, and the first time I had sex with him, I was actually very impressed. Sikukua na expect kukua wow divo. I don't know what was in my mind, and this isn't actually throwing shade. And I think at this point is where I can say I started growing fond of him. I'm not gonna say it was because of how he ate my pussy, but maybe it was. And so yeah, fast forward, so this guy, you know, we started talking a bit more often, the long phone calls, tukiamka tunaongea kwa simu the whole fucking morning, nikiwa job, nilikuwa na hipa job lunchtime, naongea naye kwa simu mpaka sijui 4 p.m. even as I was driving back home, sometimes up to 6 p.m. like we were always talking, and we just started growing fond of each other because we started knowing a bit more about each other and we started hanging out and everything. But from the beginning, we had both made it clear that we didn't want anything serious. We didn't want a relationship because he was also just coming from a serious long-term relationship. So we were just fooling around in other ways. But of course, I kind of caught feelings. I'm gonna say kinda, because when I look back at it right now, I can see how I don't really think. Anyway, that one let me just end a layer with the story. Sijui kama, I hope mtanielewa. Are you guys following up to where I've got? So yeah, so we started hanging out more, and even in public, this is something I don't like to do. I don't like hanging out with men in public, because I find it, except my friends, I mean men I'm involved with sexually, I do not like the attention. I don't like people knowing who I'm with, and that's just me. It's not that nafichamse or anything, it's just that I haven't really met someone worth me answering questions about. Ati Bobby unakuanga na nani? Sina sijai mituo msee bado mwenye sitakuwa ashamed kujibu maswali zake. Okay, I have, but it's just pretty. It's just beautiful that no one knows anything yet. So this guy, yeah, we started talking and ikaendelea, ikaanza kukua tunadinyana kila siku. From weekends to daily to I'd spend over kidogo nimeacha toothbrush kwake kosa haiko ina make sense nishindange nikikuja na toothbrush yangu kila wiki si nikona tu niachange toothbrush hapo kidogo nikaanza kuacha tunguo to weekend, not because that I was trying to mark my territory or anything, missing angaizo. It's just because it was becoming more convenient because I was spending more time at his than even with my friends. Anyway, that was a big mistake I made, because you see, when we started doing all these things, automatically in my mind it just became that we were comfortable enough to do some things together. It's not that I was forcing him to be my boyfriend or I was trying to get him to marry me or what. It's just that the situation we were in and the things he was telling me and the things he was doing and the things we told each other every day, I was comfortable enough to know I can be comfortable with him. I can be comfortable enough to even leave my toothbrush at his place. You get? Of which I would advise you girls not to, kwa sababu, trust me, the next girl akikuja analeing two edges nazo. So, the first time I noticed, I'm going to talk about the first big red flag that I ever noticed with this guy. And this was on his birthday. This is about 2-3 months into doing whatever we were doing, hanging out, fucking like crazy, and just calling each other sweet names and talking all the time. And yani, it was crazy. By the way, when I think about it now, I'm like, yani, we did all that. Anyway, so 2-3 months into this, it was his birthday. And I had met him like a year before that, and then now we had been fucking for 2-3 months. After his birthday, we went home, and we went home with another friend, and this other friend was my friend, but this guy and my friend knew each other from before, and they had been involved sexually before, but I had no problem with that because my friend, you know, she's a very mature lady. She was very, I'll say, I trusted her, and you know, with guys it can always go either way, but I trusted my friend. So after we got home, I don't want to get into nitty-gritties and stuff maybe I'll write a story about it just to explain everything. But everything ended with me being forced into a threesome that I did not want, that I had not consented to, not by the lady, by this guy. He just kept pushing me into it, and I kept saying no. And to be honest, I felt like I wasn't okay with it, and I kept saying no, and he just kept pushing me into it, and he kept pushing me into it. And I ended up doing things that I did not want to do, but only because my mind frame was not there. That's not what I wanted to do. I did not consent to that. And honestly, that should have been my first red flag. That should have been where I said, this guy forced me into doing this. He did not listen to me saying no. And it doesn't excuse the fact that he was intoxicated or CG what. If he was someone who genuinely cared about me and someone who cared for my feelings or cared for anything that I was saying, he should have listened to me when I said no, when I kept saying no. I wasn't as grown as I am right now, even mentally and psychologically. So for me, it was just, you know, it's his birthday, I have to please him, I have to do what he wants, you know, I have to make him happy. But now that I think about it, like now looking back, it's no, this guy actually forced me into doing something that I did not want to do, that I had not consented to doing. And I had no idea what consent was. Of course, I knew what consent was, but I didn't know if I say no like that and if I don't want to do it, I'm not supposed to get forced into doing it. Anyway, that was the first huge red flag. Let's move forward into what happened next. So after that, things got weird and I ended up cosigning with my friend because she lied. Just some weird stuff. But ironically, me and my big head, imagine I stayed with this guy and I kept seeing him. And it was because, you know, it had been months of him treating me amazing and loving on me and being sweet to me and just being an amazing guy towards me. And then now, I was just confused ever since that day. But I decided, you know what, I'm just gonna keep going with this. So we kept talking and vibing and fucking like crazy. Up to one time, I go over to his house and the blunt finally lit. You guys are gonna have to give me a sec. You know when that first puff hits you? It feels so good. Do you want to say hi to the guys on my podcast?
Yeah.
Come say something before niendele na story yangu. Inaweza kuwa short break.
Hi, niajua guys.
Guys, this is my little brother and
tuna city. Yeah, I hope mko fiti. Mlikuwa fiti na mwendelee kusikiza my podcast.
Na wa watch show yangu.
No, eh.
Na wasome blog yangu.
Na wasome blog yako.
Na wa ni tweet wakitumia hashtag love and orgasms.
Maze. Hizo zote. Yeah.
So I was telling them about, I was telling guys the story mm-hmm. of that guy.
Yeah.
And you know, just the shit he put me through and how like I was too young mm-hmm. to notice or to realize or how I didn't love myself enough to just be able to tell umse anani beba wana umse apa anani pima tu. And you know, like you're always talking about this, like how women don't know like when they're being taken advantage of. Yeah. What do you feel about that? Maybe you can tell. I know we're going to do a whole episode with about, you. Yeah. But, you know, since we're just on a commercial break, maybe you can just tell women what you would like for them to do before niendele na story yangu. Wajuaje kumake decisions. Wajipende. Wafanye nini.
Wajipende more and wajiane more of what they are.
Mm.
And they believe in themselves. Mm. And ukishajua hivyo na ujipende hivyo more na ujue vitu unataka,
yeah,
you automatically know your worth. Na kuna mseta kubeba ufala.
Yeah.
Nache, yeah. Tutakuwa na difference. Na kuna mseta kubeba ufala. Juhu tutakuwa na uchali. Anajoke na mimi.
Yeah.
We are serious.
Yeah.
We are you will be able to know. So love yourself to that point and jambi, you want the good things in life.
Yes. To the point you just can't settle for anything less.
Anything for less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely get you. And I love that message. And I love that, like, you've grown to the point that, yeah, I'm older, but like 3 years. But you always have me so grounded. Like, sazile na trip unanikumbushanga. Umse, okay. Because, you know, it's so easy for you to get carried away when you're in your emotions.
Yeah.
It's so easy for you to, like, awoni, but wase wako around ya wewe wana kushu. Umse, anafanya hizi ujinga manze, jitoe, but... Sijui?
But I don't know. Mina unanga tu, until ujionewe mwenyewe.
Yeah.
Mtuwezi kushoki tu.
Yeah.
You won't at that time. You don't know. Inakuanga ni love, ama ni nini. That's why, like, you never see it.
Until, like, you see it.
Until, like, when you see it.
Yeah.
Kasi hivu unavunjikanga.
I get it. But do you think that now, like, you're on your journey towards healing and growing, do you think it's easier to deal with such things? Like, do you think it's easier for you to see when someone anakubeba wana and someone isn't seeing your worth?
Yeah.
Is it easier?
True.
Yeah.
Easy. Unaona tu hivi.
Now you don't waste your time with people.
You don't talk. Number ni wrong. Kama si check.
Yeah.
Kama si ganji, acha mtu IG hang. Z. Excuse me, unaona.
Kuna line flani ya brida nilisikia, but nimesahau. But, guys, you guys need to listen to brida also. I am so in love with his music. But anyway, that has been our break. I have to go back to the story. Nilikuwa nimeacha story wapi? Yeah, so sinikaendelea kumuona. I continued. I'm gonna call it dating because we used to go on dates and we used to do dating stuff. He wasn't my boyfriend, but tulikuwa tuna rombo sana.
Wait, chill. Today we'll go for the long walk. We'll go like this.
Which long walk? Like all the way.
Yeah, so prepare yourself.
Oh fuck. Okay, you, Chris, utafanya ni kwe distracted ni sendelist. Guys, I'm not gonna edit all these parts out. I want you to just see the real me and to just, like, relate and to just understand that I'm a human being who goes through things, who does normal things, and who talks about normal stuff all the time. I don't know where the detachment comes in, because... especially like on my IG, guys DM me stuff like, yeah. So this guy, I continued seeing him, and I guess I had my own shit to deal with, like my trauma and, you know, just a lot of stuff that I was also going through that I didn't know I needed to heal from. Thank God for therapy. You guys should go to therapy and check out therapy and just research on therapy and stuff like that. Like, it's changed my life, but that's besides the point. I had a lot of toxicity as well that I needed to work on, and I needed to just love myself more, and I needed to just be a grown up and to just start my journey towards healing. And I didn't know all this. So imagine sisi wawili tuko, like, we want each other so bad, especially sexually. We have this fiery connection, this electric sex, and it was so fucking good, but we were just not healed. We were not good for each other. We were at a point where we just needed to take a step back and regroup, because I really enjoyed his friendship and I really thought he could be a good friend to me. But I started seeing, because in the beginning, by the way, it was rosy as fuck. There's a plot twist. It was rosy as fuck. And I felt like there was a serious connection. And I felt like I really enjoyed his company, like, minus the sex. The sex was just like icing on the cake. But I felt really loved and taken care of and protected. Like, he was always there. he was an amazing friend to me for this time that I knew him before we actually got to fuck. And even after that, he was amazing. Like, he's by the way, he's done things for me that I appreciate to date. I enjoyed the friendship so much. And I think that's what I fell for. I just fell for how he was able to be vulnerable and to care for me and to not be afraid to just be himself around me, because it also allowed me to be comfortable and to just open up to him. And I think that's where the connection was at. So anyway, fast forward, I'm just going to talk about, unfortunately this episode is about the bad stuff, so I'm just going to talk about the bad stuff from now. So one time, guys, we're at the house, and you know, of course, Aki used to cook for me. It was so nice, and he's such an amazing cook. Mimi, at that time, I didn't know how to cook, but nilikuwa naandaliwa alafu nadishiwa. So you can imagine how good I used. It was an amazing experience for me. Like, I think it was the first time as a grown-up I was getting to experience just being taken care of and being fucked good as much as I wanted. I was really comfortable. And yeah, I think this shit got in our heads, rather in my head at some point. I think I started wanting more and more, but anyway, that's besides the point. So one time we're at the house, he goes to the living room to play PS or whatever, I can't remember. And then I sat up in bed because I was using my phone, and I feel something, like, I don't know. So I feel some, yeah, I'm gonna take a shot. No, if I take a shot, I won't work. So so I feel an eyelash. Bro, I saw an eyelash in his bed. Like those fake eyelashes guys wear with makeup, you know, I saw it in bed. So I was so confused. I was like, I don't wear these. So inaweza kuwa imetoka. I was so hurt, but I was like, okay, it's okay. He's not my boyfriend. But I thought, like, we were gonna be honest with each other, because we were doing some freaky level nasty type shit sex. And for me to be comfortable like that, I need to be able to trust someone. So I felt that kahol forming in my heart, because I felt really, really betrayed. And I felt like this guy has just thrown our friendship in the trash, because you didn't even take time, you know, to just even change the sheets. You know, that's why, hey, there's a time I saw this debate on Twitter for CG, you leave your toothbrush, a girl uses it to lay her edges, Ama, you leave your towel, you guys, that you all use the same towel when you go over to his house. That shit is freaky, because you know, you catch infections, like fungal infections, shingles zinaanza kukumelea huku kwa CG, kwa mgongo and shit like that. And these guys don't really give a fuck. They just let that happen. They can't even tell you, babe, carry your own towel. I don't know. Ama, now when someone chipos you, like, you're supposed to have a towel in your handbag. Ama, you're not even supposed to shower there. Mi hata sijui. Not even chipos you. Like in that case, like, you've been seeing someone. So every time you're over at theirs over the weekend, are you gonna, like, have to carry a towel? Me, I'm so confused. Anyway, so when I figured this is how shit happens, because I thought, you know, if you're my friend and, you know, we've been talking and we've told each other we can be honest and we're just friends, why would you let me use the same towel every other girl you have over at your house? Why would you do that to someone? Just then tell someone to just not shower, or just tell them to carry their towel. Okay, guys, I'm just going on and on and on and on, but acha niendele na story. So nikatoka kwa room, nikaenda nikampea yo eyelash, and I was like, why would you do this? And he just looked at me like he was confused, and he started getting defensive. He was like, why am I asking him questions? Namuliza maswali kama nani? And guys, that should have been the time I should have left, right? Right? Like any sane person, that's the time I should have just taken my shit and gone. Why would I, after mtu aniongeleshe hivyo, why the fuck would I stay? But no, nikaendelea tu kuona huyu msee. So see, at this time, I wasn't hiding it. Because, you know, we'd be seen in public together and we'd hang out because we were friends. But I wasn't at keeping him a secret up until I started realizing that I was always sad. I was always sad. Why? Because I got a phone call at least every three days being told about Siju, he was where with who. Siju, this guy I've been seeing here kissing this one. Oh, this guy went home Siju with this girl. Yani, all the time, ikafika point, all we were talking about. Now, it went from talking about our dreams and goals and ambitions and love and food and music. Like, we would talk about anything. It went from all that, all those beautiful rosy things, to talking about who's this girl all the time. And the reason, let me tell you guys, the main reason I was asking questions is because I'm very, 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 very serious about my health. I'm very serious about my sexual health, especially. I would hate for me to be on here preaching water and drinking wine. I'm a person who tries to live by standards I've set for myself. And it's not pretentious. It's just who I am, or rather who I try to be and who I try to see myself as. I don't think it would be fair for me to just tell you guys do this and then to not at least try and do it as well. When I'm involved with someone, when I know I'm fucking with someone exclusively, I would like for them to be honest with me if they're fucking with other people, so that I can know, okay, there shall never be an option of going raw. I don't give a fuck about who you are or how long I've known you or what's happening. A condom is a must. Condoms are very important because of a lot of reasons that I will talk about maybe another episode, about work I've done with certain organizations and getting to interact with people who have maybe felt the consequences of not using a condom in some sort of way. I try to just say, use a condom. And if you can't use a condom, then be faithful. You've seen how the HIV and STI rates have been skyrocketing of late. Do you guys not care about your health? Like, don't you guys ever think, if I catch this, I can't have babies, or I might catch a cancer, or I might have to go through this? Don't you guys think about these things? Like, if I have to pee, it'll be itchy and painful and bloody, or with pus. Like, is if it was your shtuangi ama me is if it unishtua sana. So ndo maana mi ujam mse akini disrespect in that way. I feel like that is disrespect. Like, you owe me at least the honesty to just let me know that you are not sleeping with me exclusively. Like, you wanna see other people. It's okay, we can work around that. Na kama pia haiwezi work, si tuneza chana. Nobody ever died from kwa chana. So the next time, I had to deal with these cases of getting calls all the time, and my anxiety started building. My self-esteem started going down because I started feeling like I wasn't pretty enough. I was basing my self-worth off of his actions. Like, he wanted other women, he didn't want me anymore because I wasn't sexy, because he didn't want my pussy anymore, you know, because I wasn't beautiful. So now I started even being in silent competition with women who I don't even know, but nika tunachukiana na hata tujuani kwa sababu ya umjamaa. And it's like he was enjoying it subconsciously, because that's what narcissists do. Like, they feed off this validation of knowing that there's people out there fighting over them, and it just makes them happy instead of just being an honest human being who can just, I don't know, it's just complex. But anyway, so you know, this would go on. There's a time, like, make out with guys in front of me, or like be with other women in front of, it was just so weird. And I had to act like I wasn't hurting and I was okay. And it really destroyed my self-esteem, by the way. Nilikuwa na feel kashit. Juu nilikuwa na shanga. How can someone who was my friend do all these things to me? Nasieti tumekosana ama anything was happening, but it really affected my confidence and I had crazy anxiety, especially social anxiety. And I realized I had stopped being comfortable being around people because it was very embarrassing for me. I'd be seen with him and people would know what's going on, but everyone else was seeing everything he was doing. And I'm the only one who didn't believe it because I actually never saw it. So he would gaslight me, he would lie, he would... Alikuwa ananigeuzia mpaka najishuku, niko like, maybe for real, guys are just jealous. Because he'd say, hawataki kuona nikikutreat vile mimi kutreat, wase wako jealous. And I'd fall for that shit, imagine. I'd really fall for that shit. And now when I think about it, I'm just like, what? Like, how many people go through this all the time? And yeah, so this would continue. Guys, remember, I've acknowledged that I had my toxic tendencies as well. And these things I did, and these ways he might have felt I wronged him, I've probably taken accountability for and apologized for, but that's beside the point. I just want to show that I also had my part to play in the toxicity, like in the toxic environment that I was in, especially for just allowing it and for even staying in that situation. It was crazy. But you see, at this point, the good thing is that I wasn't ati down sana, because I've been through worse. Like, I've been through hell and back. I have actually been in the pit. So at this time, it was just, I've dealt with this bullshit before. I know how it's gonna end. I know what's gonna happen. So I'm just gonna, you know, deal with it. It was painful, and I felt really betrayed, especially. Like, I felt betrayed by a friend more than anything else. So it was hurtful. And of course I was like, so now where am I gonna get new dick? Like, where am I gonna get someone else to fuck consistently like that? Ama let me just quit having sex, cause see, I must. Those are the things I used to tell myself. And I was like, yeah, then I'm gonna stay off sex then, you know, see, I must. I like being extremely comfortable with someone when I have sex with them. And that takes time. It takes a little time. Like, I want to get to know you because I have to like you. So hard for me to have like one night stands and sijui nini. It's really difficult for me. Like, I have to have some sort of emotional connection. So, you know, this guy, like, he would do a series of things that would continue to hurt me, but it just reached a point. At this point is when I decided that I needed to get my life back. I needed to be serious with work because I had started slacking. You know, we were always having fun. So I had started letting go of myself. So I realized that I needed to go back to working. I needed to go back to being myself. And I also realized that being around him gave me a lot of anxiety. I wasn't comfortable anymore because I never knew what he'd say, or because he used to say a lot of hurtful things. And I never used to take it as that. I used to just assume, you know, he's an asshole. He talks like that. So that's just who he is. So I was like, but I realized I was just giving too many excuses for this person that was actually being emotionally abusive towards me in some sort of way. And I'm just, like, when I talk about it, it's just crazy, because, you know, honestly, at that time I was believing this is the best thing that has happened to me in a long time. But now that I'm out of it, that I've been out of it, I'm just thinking, what's this I used to settle for, sasa? What's this I used to allow in my life? Anyway, it got really embarrassing for me to even go out or to even hang out with my friends. I used to feel very, 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 very embarrassed. I used to think everyone just looks at me and sees, you know, this is what nafanyi wanga and I allow it. So I decided to just stay home altogether and not ever go anywhere unless I needed to. And you see how this shit like was starting to affect my life. Crazy, right? And then guess what? I should have left by then, right? And you see this thing, it was on and off, because I kept going back, and then I'd realize, you know, he was treating me like trash, and then I'd leave, and then he'd come back and love bomb me and say all these sweet things and do all these nice things and fuck me so good, and I'd forget everything. I'd go back to square one where, you know, I'd start to see the old him, the him that, you know, used to hit on me in the beginning. So nilikuanga na kwa confused, but sikukuwa naelewa hizi ni feelings gani na feel, cause gaslight, and then love bomb. So I'd feel, I think the sex, you know, when you're in such a situation, the sex ends up being the only good thing that this person can give you. So when you fuck, you feel like it's the best thing, but anytime I go back home, I'd feel like something wasn't right. Because normally after I have good sex, you know, I nafantoingi. I normally just think about it the whole time, and I wanna, you know, text about it, talk about it. Flashbacks would hit me. But every time I'd go back home, I was always like, I'm not comfortable. I feel so nervous. I'm so scared of him. And he would never even like bother to check. I feel like it just reached a point he would only talk to me now when he was horny. When he's horny is when he reaches me, is when he remembers to reply my text. And then after sex, like, he won't talk to me again until the... Then he kinda, I won't say. Now that's when he started hitting me. Okay, even though vile sasa... Like, it went from that to this. Even though vile umse sasa amenibeba. So everything he says about, you know, I care about our friendship... Because that's how he always used to apologize. Because I feel like, yeah, we did have a solid friendship. So, you know, he would come with those lines for, I don't want to lose you as a friend. And that's genuinely how I felt. Because I really did enjoy our friendship. So I would be like, yeah, I feel you on that, man. So let's see how this is going to work. And I was willing to be friends and have sex. But it was just, the disrespect was, it was just... big, like it started growing and growing. You know, the more you tolerate, there's this thing I read about, you know, if you give a man an inch, it's gonna grow to a mile, and it's gonna go on and on and on and on and on. And not just a man, sorry, not just man meaning man, I mean like anyone. So whatever you tolerate is like is how people are gonna treat you, is like how you allow them to treat you. So I had allowed so much, mpaka I didn't even have boundaries anymore. So I was in this situation where I was having sex with someone, and in that moment I would enjoy the sex, but I wasn't as comfortable as I used to be. And anytime I'd go back home, I would ask myself so many questions. Is that what I really wanted? Like, is that what it's supposed to feel like? Is this how I'm supposed to feel? Is this... Because it was feeling different and I wasn't comfortable and I was so detached. And I realized that, you know, like I said, for me to enjoy sex, there has to be like some sort of emotional or attachment or connection. And I felt like I had nothing. Like for a long time, I had started feeling like, yani, there was no connection. Ata hatuwezi piga stories anymore. Hatuwezi piga stories zote tulikuwa tunapiga za how was your day at work. Like it was always... nice, good, okay, fine, okay. You know, it's not like how I'd call to tell him good news. You know, babe, this happened. And be like, oh, wow, I'm happy. Like, our conversations were so fucking dry. I was never comfortable around him. I kept trying to ignore this feeling, but I would talk to some other friend of mine and I would tell her, you know, this is how I feel. And she'd be like, trust your gut. This is what I think. And she helped me get through it for real. And also, I had really started surrounding myself with really, really, really powerful women who just encouraged me and always talked life into me and just breathed courage and confidence. So I had started getting my shit back together. I started going back to work. I was just very energetic and I started loving myself. I was feeling sexy. There was just a difference with how I felt and who I was becoming. And I just started growing and healing. And, you know, just a lot of things were happening in my life at that time. When he came back again with his usual stories and lies and promises and explanations that I would always forgive, because I genuinely did care for the friendship. We were having electrifying sex, so why not? I always fell back into that trap for, imagine after all this, the disrespect would still continue. Yani, it didn't matter how many times I forgave him or how many times I listened and took him back. It was always just the same script. So I realized the fact that I was allowing this shit is why all these things kept happening to me. And it's why all these things kept repeating themselves and going on and on. I needed to make my mind up and make decisions and just decide what I wanted. And if I wanted to stay in the situation, that these are the type of things I was allowing for myself. So I decided that I wanted to be happy. I wanted to be loved wholesomely. I wanted to be cared for wholesomely. I wanted to just be happy, and I wanted to, if I were to get in a sexual relationship, I wanted to be in a sexual relationship whereby I have an emotional connection and I care for someone, and everything I feel is what they feel. And I needed the respect to be there, the trust to be there. I just needed to be comfortable enough to be myself around someone. And I had lost this connection with this guy. Kabsa, yani, there was nothing. So honestly, even the sex had gotten boring, but I just kept going back. And I tried to communicate. I tried to tell him, you know, I feel like if you do this, maybe I'll feel better, or maybe I'll enjoy it more. But it just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And this is when I realized even my communication wasn't making sense, because it wasn't making sense to him, because he wasn't comprehending. And that's when I was like, no, sex is not supposed to be this. Sex is not supposed to be, I just come and I ride you until you come, and then I suck your dick the whole time. And then that's not what sex is for me. Sex is a crazy experience. It's way deeper than just the physical pleasure. It's a different type of connection for me. And I felt like I was wasting my time. Because sasa, if we don't even have sasa a sexual connection, sasa, why was I staying? We weren't friends anymore. I didn't like him anymore. Why was I staying? And sometimes, in as much as I want to get mad at myself for staying this long, I have to remember to applaud myself for being able to walk out of that situation, to just being able to wake up and say, I don't want to be in a situation where I feel like nothing I want is being fulfilled. I'm just pretending, because I'm having to settle for things that I do not want. I do not want to be in a situation where I'm feeling embarrassed, I'm feeling lied to, I'm feeling like I can't trust someone. Because if I can't trust you, why would I let you even see me naked in the first place? People are crazy out here, and it's the fact that I got detached that killed me. Also, something else I wanted to talk about was, you know, I was talking to you guys about the Thrive through this forum where we talk about the pussy and everything, the pussy. So the last forum started with me asking about something that I had gone through. And guys, true story, this is what happened. And I'm not going to be embarrassed to say this. It's because many women go through this. And I just want to show you guys that these things happen, and you need to be able to talk about it, and you need to have the courage to talk about it and to just get help. Because you never really know what the issue is. And my question was, anytime I'd have sex with this guy, I'd notice that afterwards there was a funky smell. And it would go on for like a week, and then in Aisha. And when I stopped fucking with him, the smell disappeared. There was no smell at all. But anytime like I would see him again, the smell comes back. Of course, I started getting scared because you're like, Wana, what's this? Could it be an STD? Is there something wrong with me? Do I need me? And I was really scared to go to the hospital. So the first thing I did was check on the internet, you know, yeast infections, UTI, what. And I started learning all these things and finding out all these things. And you start getting, to be honest, I was very scared. But I went to the hospital and that got checked out. And you see, I got to talk to a professional, a doctor, who was able to explain to me, you know, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened. And I was able to tell, oh, so this was my situation. And you see, that shit would fuck me up. And that's why I would feel betrayed. Because if you're gonna sleep with other people, why not just be honest? Like, why would you want to put me in a situation where I can literally contract anything in the world? That just showed me this was not my friend. This was not someone who I didn't contract anything. I didn't have anything. But I'd really like you guys, for you guys to join this tribe through this forum, so because we talk about all these things there, bila woga, bila kuogopa, and you get to learn a lot about your vagina and about the vagina if you're not a woman. And you get to ask all these questions and you get to learn all these things. And so, guys, you see, being in this situation, I'm like, how did I end up here, Manze? How did I allow myself to end up in a situation where this guy can literally put me in a situation where I can literally catch anything? It means he doesn't give a fuck about me. I just woke up and I decided I am done with this situation. It took me a long time, but I'm just happy that I left in the time that I did. You know, and that's why I want to tell you guys out there, whether you're a man and whether this is a woman who's doing these things to you, and whether you're it's vice versa, you need to know when to walk out. The first sign of disrespect is just someone showing you that anyway, they don't know how to deal with situations. Like, they don't know how to be able to just face things up front and tell it like it is and just be honest and be good friends to you. Because I'm a very big believer of having sex with people that actually like you and people who you're comfortable with and people who are actually your friends. Because that way I feel like it can be safer, because there's some sort of control to it. But, you know, to each his own. I'm not a tier judgmental person. Things happen, whatever. But I have to tell you guys the real stuff out here. Guys, people are catching STIs and STDs and infections and yani people are catching shit as crazy, even unwanted pregnancies. So I feel like you need to be conscious in making your decisions, whether sex in a bamba, ama mlikuwa high, ama mlikuwa drunk, ama mlikuwa nini. You have to try and take some responsibility. Like, all these things, I look back and I'm like, when did I get to become someone who was so comfortable with knowing this person is fucking, might be fucking other people, and I still don't insist on using a condom? When did I get there? You know, it's crazy. So we need to just try and be safer and just take care of ourselves and just be conscious when we're making these decisions. Anyway, you see, all this series of these narcissistic tendencies and all these things that he would put me through and he would do, and especially the mental, the psyche part, the part where I would get affected mentally. Because I used to think, was I crazy? Like, was I asking for too much? Was I complaining all the time? Was I really nagging all the time? Like, when did we get here from talking about flowers and rainbows and roses to always fighting about some shit he did or some shit I said? It was just like she was just breaking down in front of me, and I really needed to know that this was when I needed to leave. I needed to understand that this person had zero accountability and that the apologizing was not cutting it anymore, and that I didn't have this emotional connection anymore. The sex was getting boring and I felt like I was clowning. I was so embarrassed. There was zero communication. Mpaka, I was just like, hey, this is so exhausting for me. And I decided, you know, it's time for me to leave. So guys, I've told you this story. Sijawambia story kubash mse amanini. Mina shatu story yangu. And I'm sharing this so that you guys can see that everyone goes through similar stuff. Everyone goes through situations whereby they lose track of themselves and they get confused and they get into situations where you feel like you've lost total control. Yani, you don't know what to do anymore because things are just happening and you're getting hurt and you're getting broken. You need to know when it's time for you to go. I say this in that you need to have your eyes wide open and everything. Like, you just need to try. I know people pretend and everything, but for me, it should have been the disrespect. He'd come to get me and he's been with a woman in his house probably the night before. Yani, there's still traces of, you know, dirty sheets on the floor and wine glasses and sijui what, sijui girl stuff. And you're just thinking, yani, ata heshima yaku clean up. Ndo saizo inabidi ujikumbushe who the fuck you are. I'm such an actual good person who cares about people's feelings. So I know for sure I would never put anyone through this. So the fact that someone would do this to me, it doesn't even sit right with me. Like, you need to be able to just walk out and to just be able to see sazile unabebwa wana na sazile unachezewa. And I hope this story will give someone the courage to just walk out of any situation that they're in, whether in a situationship or in a relationship where you feel like you're being disrespected continuously, whether this person is just your friend or whatever. You know what I mean. Just know, have boundaries as to where people should draw the line. You should know how you deserve to be treated. You should know how you deserve to be loved. And you should go for all the things you want. Don't settle at it because of things like, oh, but sijui, I care for him. It should be mutual effort. If you're putting in the work to be friends with someone, they should be putting in the work to be friends with you. If you're putting in the work to be a boyfriend, your girlfriend should be putting in the work to be the girlfriend. I don't know if you get what I mean, but there should be just, you should be getting what you want and you should be able to give what they want if you really love someone. That's just what I think. So if you're being disrespected in any sort of way, please be open to seeing the red flags and being open to just opening your eyes to everything that's happening around you. And that's the end of my story. If I have any other story of how guys have disrespected me in this Nairobi that I want to tell, I shall share them. But yeah, you guys, thank you so much for constantly listening to my podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love and Orgasms show. And you can now support my podcast on PayPal, on Podbean, on Patreon. I've shared all the links. You can get them on my website. Don't forget to check out the podcast by Shazmin Bank, Being Real Now, especially her latest episodes. Her last two episodes have snatched my soul. And don't forget to check out my TV show every Wednesday on TV 47 at 10 p.m. We're now on DSTV channel 268. I would really appreciate it if you gave me the feedback. Know when to leave. Know when to just say, this is enough, I've had enough, this is it, I cannot proceed past here. Know when to say this is enough and know when to leave. You deserve to be treated right. You deserve all the good things. You deserve to be loved.